Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Lee is just asking this.
Okay.
What does it say about the current news environment that the U.S. Navy just essentially admitted UFOs were real earlier this week, and it was like the 15th biggest story?
Well, they're not saying that the aliens are behind it.
No. The UFOs
saying
are real.
That they've definitely found stuff, and they've got records of it, both radar and video images of things that they cannot explain and cannot identify.
Absolutely. Yeah. They admitted UFOs were real, and that the ones on the video from the Navy pilots were actually their videos.
I blame video games. It's that.
I think it was video games.
Video games. That's why nobody cares anymore.
That's why I know. Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw one of those on my video game. No, that's the real one. Yeah. Well, I'm having difficulty distinguishing reality from my video game. No, but they admitted. I just thought that was huge news.
Yes.
That what had happened was three videos leaked out, and for a long time the Navy would not admit that they were their videos, right? And they might have been fakes. They wouldn't say. And they finally just out of the blue came out and said, okay, those are our videos. Those are our pilots freaking out because they're watching these craft do, maneuvers that we're not capable of technologically. One of the craft just dropped 80,000 feet in like a second, stopped dead cold as if it had hit a wall, shot up 20,000 feet. And they're, moving at 90-degree angles. We can't do that. And the Navy also admitted, what they actually admitted was that unidentified flying objects, they were unidentified flying objects, and that they were real in the videos, that they were in military airspace where they were not supposed to be, and that they have no idea whose they are and how they got there. And they use the actual unidentified flying object terminology that, the Navy has a definition for. And basically what it means is, hey, they're in our airspace. They're not supposed to be, but we don't know what they are. So that to admit all that is a pretty big deal. And that's, like I said, only like the 15th most interesting news story. I mean, that's how insane we are right now this week.
Well, and at this point, it's a good thing they don't appear to be hostile, because there would be very little we could do about it.
That they know. Although the Democrats are already having meetings on providing them lifetime welfare benefits at our expense.
I think any being that has that type of technology is not in need of health care.
No. Although if they'll give it to us, I might give them free health care for life, like a few of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I think free health care and free college is the least of their worries if they're capable of that technology.
Exactly. They're like, college? Yeah. I put the chip in my head.
Exactly.
It took 5 minutes. What are y'all doing going to 4 years? That is a really low download speed.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. All right. Do you remember when Trump, it turns out, prophetically said this and got just absolutely blasted as a racist and a xenophobe, talking about illegal immigrants, not Mexicans, not legal immigrants, illegal immigrants coming over our borders.
They're bringing drugs.
Oh, here we go.
They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting. And it only makes common sense. They're sending us not the right people. It's coming from more than Mexico. It's coming from all over South and Latin America, and it's coming probably from the Middle East. But we don't know, because we have protection and we have no competence. We don't know what's happening, and it's got to stop.
All right. So that was xenophobic. To suggest that illegal immigrants coming over our border would rape. Wait, what? New study. That's really sad, actually. 80% of Central American women and girls who cross our border illegally into the U.S. are raped along the way. 80%.
Good grief.
Which you kind of got to ask, what kind of men are we letting into this country? I mean, we have near hysteria this week from the left because somebody might have seen, something attached to Brett Kavanaugh, right? And he might have revealed it. We might have seen, but did he do anything with it? No. I mean, look what's happening on our border. We're letting these men in. Don't care. Don't speak of it. Or you're a xenophobe. Are you really serious? This is what you're letting into this country?
Selective outrage, as usual.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from the war on women crowd, the systemic rape culture crowd, that, well, here's a systemic rape culture, 80%. Wow. Imagine if we had that percentage in Hollywood or from fraternities or from men in general, but we do on our border. And they want to take the guns away so women can't defend themselves. That's their solution. We'll just take the guns away. That's insane. I mean, and the Democrats' refusal to acknowledge this wanton brutality toward women.
Well, that's what liberals always do about anything they want done. They ignore the consequences of their action because it does not fit the narrative. You know, you can brag all you want about women's reproductive rights when you're talking about killing babies. You can talk all you want to about your red flag laws or whatever about taking guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them from a mental standpoint, but then you're not interested in taking them away from criminals, and you certainly are not concerned about the civil rights, the Second Amendment rights of average Americans who simply want to defend themselves from whatever they need to defend themselves from.
The illegal immigrant rapists we're bringing in? How about that?
Yeah. I mean, but once again, they're not worried about the consequences. You know, let's have free Medicare for all. Let's have free college for all. Don't worry about how to pay for it. Yeah, you're going to tax the Hades out of the middle class, whether Elizabeth Warren will admit it or not to Stephen Colbert or anybody else, even though they nail her on it. You know, I mean, it's pretty bad when Stephen Colbert has to actually nail a liberal on the fact that you're not talking about how you're going to tax the middle class to pay for all the stuff you're talking about. Stephen Colbert is one of the biggest Hollywood liberals out there, and yet he's nailing Elizabeth Warren on this.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous.
No consequences. Liberals never accept the consequences of their actions, period.
Let's talk about those consequences, because we're seeing a strange pattern here, right? Because it appears, and I'm telling you, we're going to find this out. We are now on our 9th rapist in Montgomery County, the sanctuary county, in 8 weeks. Now, nine rapists who were citizens would be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I mean, here, that would be huge news in Greenville County, right? But they're illegal immigrants. The 9th one, every one of them with an ICE detainer, every one of them eligible for bond, or if they make bond, they are refusing to honor the detainers. They're going to let them go. And some of them have raped children, minors, young women. And you know what I think we're seeing here? I think we're seeing the same kind of men who rape 8 out of 10 women and girls, 8 out of 10 illegal immigrants coming over our border. I think they're making a beeline for sanctuary cities because it's their Trump card.
Well,
if I get caught doing the molesting thing, they bond me out. They won't honor the ICE detainer. Well, an American pedophile can't exactly easily anyway run down to Mexico and hide. But if you're a Mexican citizen, you can. So they bond you out. It's a reba, reba, andale, andale, back over the border. You get away with it with the help of the Democrat Party.
And Democrats need to be asked, how many is it going to take before you're going to respond to this? How many more are you going to allow to happen? What's the number? Give us a number here. How many is it going to take?
How many rapes are okay?
What number have we got to hit before it matters to you?
I mean, we've got to get to 90%. Can't go much higher. 8 in 10 women and girls sexually assaulted during the trek from Mexico and South America illegally across the U.S. border. Again, it doesn't have to be this way.
No.
Trump wants to come up with a sane system to let in the people that we actually need in some industries to do jobs. Let's let in the best. How about they don't get raped? How about we close the borders? We let in exactly what we need. Well, they want the votes, and they don't care how many women pay for it, and they don't care how they pay. They don't care. It's all about votes to them. I mean, it is incredibly cynical. But anyway, once again, Trump proved dead right when he was talking about illegal immigrant rapists coming across the border. We are letting these men into our country, and they literally don't care, which is just stunning. And yet it's Trump. It's Trump who is to be condemned. It's Trump who's the xenophobe. Well, listen, I got tremendous xenophobia against rapists. I don't care where they come from or what color they are. I got a problem with them. And we shouldn't be letting them walk right over our border.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Text Texter writes, oh, I love this one. Thank you. Texter writes, the only reason I like traffic is because I get to listen longer to your show. Hey, there's another way to do that. I mean, I don't want to discourage you. Yeah, it's the podcast. You can get that by texting podcast to 71307. Or if you use the radio.com app, I recently discovered this myself. Because I do. And which you go, you get the radio.com app and you favorite 1063, right? So it's right there. Starts playing automatically. It's really convenient. Well, I had never bothered to scroll down because why would I? I have everything I need right there. I can listen to 106.3 WORD all day. So at the end of the day, management told me, hey, scroll down. I'm like, oh, wow. The podcasts are right there? Yeah, and the tirade. And the podcasts have far fewer commercials than what you hear on the air here as well. So great way to listen throughout the day. Which I do. I wouldn't tell you to do what I don't do. I listen throughout the day. Text line, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Thank you for that this morning. Texter writes, hey, Tara, my name is William. I'm 10 years old. My dad and I listen to you every morning on the way to school. I hope you have a good day. My dad said I could send you this text. Bye. Oh, William, I hope you have a good day, too. That's awesome. I love when kids listen. Text writes, hey, Tara, faithful podcast listener. Just listened to yesterday's show discussing Biden's gaffe about the $8,000 tax credit to give 720 million women the ability to get back to work. I know the number 720 is nuts, but no one bothered to mention that. If true, that one policy would cost more than $5 trillion. Yeah, a decade. It'll be awesome. We can totally afford that. I mean, what's the budget already? What, $4 trillion? And we borrow like a little less than half of it. So, yeah, sure, why not? It'll work. The math works. Don't worry about it. By the way, did you hear that? Speaking of, I did it later in the show. You need to hear this. It's Biden's latest gap. He's going to put 720 million women back to work. Now, listen to the sleight of hand here.
You get a tax break for a racehorse. Why in God's name couldn't we provide an $8,000 tax credit for everybody who has child care costs? It would put 720 million women back in the workforce.
Okay, now wait, that might not have been a gaffe because he's for open borders, right? So, I mean, at this time, officially, there's only 340 million Americans total, men, women, and children, elderly people, whatever. But I mean, maybe that's not a gaffe. I mean, he wants the open borders. So, I mean, by the time he does that, I mean, there might be 720 million people in the country. It's not out of the realm of possibility. With the Democrats, anything's possible. But did you hear what he did there? This is a trick. Listen to this. If you don't know anything, this actually makes sense to you.
You get a tax break for a racehorse.
You get a tax break for a racehorse. Of course you do. You get a tax break for any expense you have for your business. If you happen to own a racehorse, that's a business. You get to write the stuff associated with the racehorse down. You get to write it off, right? Any business works like that. Good God. Do I have to explain? All right, I guess I do. Now listen to how he says. Now, so he shifts from tax credit. Well, of course you do. You get to write off your expenses. Why would the government tax your expenses, moron? All right, moving on. He then says this. Listen to the sleight of hand.
Why in God's name couldn't we provide an $8,000 tax credit for everybody who has child care costs?
Okay, that's a tax credit. See, that's not tax cut. So that's not, he's not proposing, well, hey, if you're putting your kids in daycare, you get to write the expense off on your taxes. That would be an interesting proposal, actually. I'm willing to do anything to keep tax money out of government hands. That's not what he's proposing. What he's proposing is a tax credit. What that means is if you don't pay taxes, $0.00 into the treasury, you may pay payroll taxes like Social Security, Medicare, but I mean, you don't pay income taxes. We're going to give you $8,000 cash towards your daycare expenses. See how that works? Because almost half of Americans don't pay taxes. So what he's proposing is transferring money from the idiots who work and pay taxes to the smart people who don't work and don't pay taxes or who work and don't pay taxes. It's a give. It's a transfer payment. So what this means, if you're a middle class person, you now got to pay for your kids to be in daycare and some other people's too, so that Joe can get elected. That's what he just proposed there. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Lou in Campobello. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, it's obvious that the Democrats have an international call out for anybody to come into our country. They're having a fight amongst themselves who can offer these people more. And you've talked about it. You and I have talked about it. They're trying to redistrict the country so they can get more blue votes. They couldn't beat Trump on their own, fair and square. So what they're going to try to do is they're just going to try to bring as many people in as they can so they can have more blue seats. And, you know, you bring up a very interesting question. If you're the party that supports abortion, if you're the party that celebrates abortion by lighting buildings up in pink, why do you care if women are getting raped or getting assaulted? Because they're just going to have to take care of it into your abortion factories in the end, right? Why would you care? These people will do anything to get the votes they need to win the next election. They'll hurt whoever they have to. And once they get the votes, they will cast these illegals out to the side and stop helping them, just like they've done almost everybody in their inner cities.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's the plan. The only political philosophy, Lou, that the Democrats actually ascribe to is power. Their political philosophy is purely mathematical, and it's not Common Core either. It actually adds up. Their political philosophy is amass power so as to control every single last aspect of your life, from the thermostat temperature you keep in your home to how many squares of toilet paper you use every time you go in the bathroom. That's the Democrat philosophy. Control every aspect of your life at any cost, while taking control over your life away from you and transferring it to people who are loyal to them. This hasn't changed in 100 years, and it won't change in 100 more, no matter what they're calling themselves. The Soviets, the Sandinistas, the Khmer Rouge, Maoists, what do they call themselves now, progressivists? And they got to change it every 20 years or so because people catch on. But that's the deal. Thank you, Lou.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, this recession the media is trying to throw like you'd throw a party is not going so well. Consumers won't cooperate now. Well, I got to tell you, this has got to be the best recession ever. I mean, I even love it. Can we have a recession like this all the time? By the way, people throw the term recession around. Do you know what that is? What a recession is? You actually have to have negative growth. In other words, the economy has to contract. So if the economy is still growing, you can't have a recession, even if you want to throw one like a party. Best recession ever. U.S. housing starts just hit a 12-year high, which is totally what happens before a reset. No, wait, it doesn't. This is just, oh, God. It's every 6 months. This time it was 7. And they gotta wait long enough for you to remember that, or for you to forget that the last time they predicted a recession, it failed spectacularly. Last time they did was in December. And they actually managed to tamp down consumer spending for like about a month. And then all the new jobs numbers came out and new wage earnings came out. I mean, they were shattering records, setting records, matching records. I mean, it was awesome. And then they gave up. So, but they did manage for about a month to slow down consumer spending and scare people enough to do that and hurt the economy. So they thought, you know, it's worth a try again. Housing starts eclipse 12-year high. Folks, I was sitting there in the doldrums. My husband's in the real estate industry. And he subscribes to, like, the journals, you know, all the stuff you're supposed to read. And sent me an article, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago or something. I don't know. 2-3 weeks ago, saying, you know, housing starts set to hit a low, blah, blah, blah. They even lie in their own industries. That is amazing to me that these financial leaders are willing to sacrifice their credibility to financially hurt investors, to misinform those who depend on them, all to take out a guy who has done more for the economy historically than anybody else in our lifetime. Shattering historical records. I mean, the top two, not the first, top two records for low black unemployment have been set in the last 2 years under Trump. Not one, two. That's how you know something special's going on there. It's just, anyway. So have you noticed that the recession talk is kind of petering out a little bit? And that's in part because people like Jamie Dimon, who is a Democrat Party fundraiser, has been for a long time. He's chairman of J.P. Morgan. Just dashed their recession hopes, telling reporters there will be a recession again, and there will. But he said, my own gut tells me it's not imminent. You know, they're doing something I've never seen before. The few who are still talking about it. Have you seen how they're doing this? How they're putting this? We're going to have a recession by 2022. It's 2019. Have you ever heard recession fears reported that way? It's always, we've had one quarter of negative growth. We could have a second. We could be heading into a recession. Nobody knows. Or it's, you know, forecast next quarter, negative growth. A quarter is 3 months, right? Next quarter, or negative growth forecast. Will we have a recession? Okay, that's legit. That's legit reporting. You could even go with, well, next year, negative growth forecast. You got to have negative growth to have a recession. The economy has to contract. By the way, the Fed just forecast 2.2% growth for the year. It's not 3. Wish it was. The only way we get to 3 is if we bust down the value of the dollar. And that's because about 10% of our, it's because our exports are being hurt right now because the dollar is so strong against these other currencies, which are being devalued. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, have you ever heard a recession? We're going to have a recession by 2022. Oh my God, bat down the hatch and stop spending. Have you ever heard a recession forecast that far out? Okay, that's what they got to do. And Jamie Dimon's not cooperating. The CEO of Bank America is not cooperating. They're like, well, you know, our internal numbers look really great. Best they have in years. Nope, no recession. People are spending. It's so sad, honestly. Do you need a good laugh? I do. Tune in at 8:05. You got to hear. It's just, you got to hear the new way. The New York Times believes men are oppressing women. You're not going to believe. No, this is serious. This is serious. What passes for serious journalism these days? Speaking of that, I got to tell you, Corey Lewandowski, if we could turn the audio back on, Chris. Corey Lewandowski is on a roll. He is treating the left exactly as they should be treated. If we all did this, we control this country for the next generation. Speaking truth to power, whatever the heck they call it. You know, they hold them in. They're trying to find something, anything, trick them into saying something about Russia. To revive Russia, something the FBI couldn't even do, and they cheat and break the law and leak illegally, but nobody cares. Here's just a sample of Trump aide Corey Lewandowski's work this week as he slapped the entire committee, essentially verbally across the face. It gets better, by the way.
I think that this fake Russia collusion narrative is the greatest crime committed against the American people in our generation, if not ever. This is a president who was duly elected by the American people, and members of certain bodies refused to accept those election results. If this were done by a different president to a different party, the same way it was done to Donald Trump, that person would already be thrown out of office and people would be in jail. But when you support Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, there's a different set of rules. I think the American people find it very unfair, and there's been no accountability at the highest levels of the government for the Pfizer abuse applications which transpired, the spying on Americans clearly in violation of the Fourth Amendment, or the lives that were ruined because they simply wanted to support a candidate for president of the United States, and I think it's shameful.
Yeah, of course it is. Here's a sample of how the rest of the testimony before Nadler's committee went.
Are you the hitman, the bagman, the lookout, or all of the above?
I think I'm the good-looking man, actually. President Swalwell, I'm very happy of what I've written, but you're welcome to read it if you'd like.
Correct to the best of your knowledge. But there's a far more troubling level of contempt on display here today, and that is President Trump's role in your refusal to answer questions.
You followed their instructions, and you're doing just exactly what they thought you'd do. You are a loyal soldier.
The president cannot hide behind you any longer. Should be here to be telling the truth.
The gentlelady is Lewandowski,
because the truth will set you free.
I think that this fake Russia collusion narrative is the greatest crime committed against the American people in our generation, if not ever.
By the way, in the middle of the hearing, right, you know what he does? He tweets out his new site for his to launch his Senate campaign in the middle of this hearing, right? It was hysterical. This is the best, though. Allison Camerota, who it tells people the news on CNN, but apparently doesn't watch any. and has no idea that this is unbelievable, that Andrew McCabe, former acting director of the FBI, is currently under investigation for lying to the FBI. The Justice Department is contemplating charges against him. So, I mean, if you lie to CNN, if you lie and it hurts Trump, CNN wants to hire you so you can lie some more for them. Wait till you hear what Corey Lewandowski had to say to her. It will put a smile on your face. That and how men are now oppressing women. Are you going to love this? Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.